From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Richard Sheehy reporting. The Kremlin hinted Tuesday at possible legal repercussions for Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny over his calls for a boycott of the March presidential election. President Vladimir Putin's spokesman wouldn't comment on the Election Commission's decision to bar him from running, but said that, quote, calls for boycott ought to be carefully studied to see if they are breaking the law. As expected, Russia's top election body on Monday formally barred Navalny from the presidential run. Navalny, an anti-corruption campaigner and Putin's most prominent rival, promptly put out a video statement saying that the ban shows, quote, Putin is terribly scared and is afraid of running against me. He called on supporters to stay away from the vote in protest. Liberians, meantime, went to the polls on Tuesday for a presidential election they hope will mark their first democratic transfer of power in more than seven decades. Despite allegations of fraud during the current election, candidates are bidding to succeed in a runoff vote delayed for more than a month after many candidates alleged widespread fraud in October's first round vote, a challenge that the Supreme Court rejected this month. Peru's ailing former leader, Alberto Fujimori, on Tuesday asked the public for forgiveness. 2 days after receiving a presidential pardon that sparked street protest, he said he was aware the results of his government were well received on one side, but, quote, I admit I have let down other compatriots, and I ask them to forgive me with all of my heart. Fujimori said that all in a Facebook video filmed from his hospital bed. The 79-year-old had been serving a 25-year sentence for corruption and human rights abuses committed during his time in office from 1990 to 2000. This is VOA News.